And then this weekend at the farm, on a different part of the farm, we're hosting for a small, it's a pilot program for veterans who have been diagnosed with severe PTSD, and we're doing a music therapy program where we pair each veteran, and they're all young, we pair them with an established songwriter, a Nashville songwriter, and they find a way to tell a part of their story but reframe it in a creative setting. And they're finding that that's very helpful in dealing with PTSD. And then by the end of the weekend, those songs will be performed here. And then in June, we're having 2 weeks of day camp.
How are you letting people know about these? How did the veterans find out about it? Or how are the people finding about the day camp or keeping the fire going?
Well, the camp is, it's a camp called Barefoot Republic. And it's 60% scholarship. It's a faith-based camp that brings kids together from all different racial, socioeconomic backgrounds. And we always need volunteers. The camp this summer is already sold out, 225 kids a week. And so that's online. It's called Barefoot at the Farm. And this, I mentioned this music therapy program. So this pilot program is small. I think we have, but we worked with the VA here in Nashville, and we're hoping to start programs like this around the country, but this first one, because there's such a density of songwriters here. And then Bedell Guitars, the guitars are made in Bend, Oregon, but they're actually giving guitars to each of the veterans. They're using the farm, but Mac Bailey is the music therapist, and this is done through an organization called Challenge America that's based in Aspen, Colorado. But they came to Nashville last fall. Vince and I have done fundraising for this organization for about 16, 17 years. And the keeping the fire, I started by inviting my family, but it's just word of mouth. There's actually not a sign up because I guess on some level, somebody needs to know somebody.
Yeah.
It would be like asking somebody to house sit. But I met a porter at Lake Oconee, the Ritz-Carlton Lake Oconee, when I was hosting an event there, and we became friends. And he's a dad with 5 kids. And he texted me in December and said, I'm making a trip to Tennessee to pick up a dog. I'm looking for some kind of really rustic experience to share with my children. I'm just picking your brain because you're near where we're picking up the dog. I said, have I got a rustic experience for you? So it's weird. In a way, I feel like people are being brought to me to do this. And so these are all invitations that I personally extend. I had one of the vice presidents of HCA, which is, healthcare is a huge thing here in Nashville. And he and his wife came. They brought friends I had never met, but I met their friends. So it's kind of, we're watching the ripple effect of community.
Yeah.
But I just, I try to drive up to the hilltop every couple of days, and I bring more water and coffee and half and half, and I go, hi, I'm Amy.
Oh, man.